Unit 6, page 62. Fiction. Exercise 2.
The Mind Map by David Morrison. Lucho and Eva are classmates at a school in Salvador. Their teacher tells them to make a mind map together. Lucho starts one at home, around the word guaca, which are special gold objects made by South American tribes. At home, Lucho has a gold pendant that his grandmother gave him. Here, Lucho and Eva go to a computer to find more information for the mind map Lucho started. Eva typed Kogi and pressed Enter. Soon, she had found the web page she was looking for.
Okay, Eva started reading. The Sierra Nevada Mountains are home to the Kogi tribe.
The ancestors of the Kogi were the brave Tairona, she continued. Like their ancestors, the Kogi still make things from gold.
Should I write this down?
Asked Lucho.
Of course, or we will forget it, Eva answered.
Lucho put his notebook on the table next to the computer and looked at the screen. The chief was wearing a jaguar skin, and he had jaguar teeth on a piece of gold string around his neck. He seemed to be looking straight at Lucho from the screen.
What are you waiting for, Lucho? Write these things on your mind map, Eva said.
Lucho opened his notebook and turned to the page where he had drawn his mind map. But when he saw what had happened, he almost fell off his chair.
Eva, something's wrong,
Lucho shouted.
Shh, said Eva. We're in the library. The mind map has changed, Eva. Look.
He showed her the mind map. There were words now in the four circles he had drawn with the pendant. The words were Neptashi, Hotel Continental, Esmeralda, and Ichua.
I don't even write like that, Eva. Lucho, said Eva. This is not the time for silly jokes. We don't have much time before the next class. Eva, I promise. All I did last night was to draw the circles and the lines and write guaca in the center circle. Something amazing has happened.
Eva stood up.
I'm sorry, Lucho.
Her voice was very serious now.
I don't think you're a bad person, but you are a little strange. I will do the mind map alone. You can tell your story to Mr. Para on Monday.
Eva walked out of the library.
Lucho didn't know what to think. How had the words appeared on the mind map?
Something strange, something very strange was happening. Quickly, he typed Ichua into the computer, but couldn't find any information. He now knew that Neptashi meant jaguar, and Esmeralda was his grandmother's name. He looked for information about the Hotel Continental, but could only find pages about hotels in places he had never heard of.
I must show Eva that I'm not lying, he said to himself as he put his notebook and pen into his bag and stood up. Suddenly, he sat down again. Big red letters had started to appear on the computer screen, and slowly the letters became words. Three words. Take it back. Lucho could not believe his eyes.